Hi there, and welcome back to the Community Strategy Podcast. My name is Deb Schell. I'm a creator turned community builder. And after launching my online community in 2020, I have realized that I had a passion for facilitating online events and bringing people together in a meaningful and purposeful way. I now consult business owners and leaders just like yourself who have a message, their life's work, or a vision for helping others transform through their online courses, cohorts, or memberships. On this interview style podcast, you'll hear conversations with community leaders who all have a passion for bringing people together online for connection, collaboration, and transformation. Our goal is to provide you with interesting conversations with industry professionals, leaders, and experts who share their concepts, structures, and strategies to inspire you to build, launch, and grow an online community with energy, confidence, and purpose. Let's get started. Hi there, and welcome back to the Community Strategy Podcast. I'm your host, Deb Schell, and I am thrilled to bring you another episode in season two of the Community Strategy Podcast. That's what you're listening to today. And we have published over 100 episodes. In the first season, I did 100 interviews with different entrepreneurs, business owners, community builders, and leaders. And in season two, I've been sharing excerpts of my newly published book, Creator to Community Builder. So if you're just joining me with this podcast episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to the season two from the beginning so you can catch all of chapters in the book. Today, I'm going to be reading to you the final chapter, chapter 12, Maintain Your Community. Before we jump into that chapter, I wanted to just share with you a few things. I am thrilled that I've received so much positive feedback from the book so far, and the community is starting to really grow at this point. In the next 2 months, it's going to be really pivotal for me to get feedback around the book and to get reviews on Amazon and to start promoting the book more from other people. So I'm hoping that you can help with that, because I really want to get this book out to as many people as possible. That's why I'm giving away the book with a free digital copy from now until the end of the year. And I'm just excited that I really want to see how people are receiving this, how they're utilizing these strategies and these frameworks within your business. So if you are currently reading this, or if you are going to read it, or if you have read it, I'd love to talk with you. So please send me an email at deb@findcalmhere if you are interested in getting on a one-to-one with me, because I'm looking to talk with the readers of the book as well as podcast listeners. And the next thing I'll say is we have had some book club meetings, but I'm trying to figure out the right time. And what I've decided to do is for November, starting in November, I'm going to change the time to 10 a.m. Eastern. And I was trying to do 1 p.m. Eastern, but it seems like that was just not working as a time for a lot of people. So I'm going to move it up to 10 a.m. Eastern to see if that works better for some people. So for the month of November, we're going to meet every Tuesday at 10 a.m. And then we'll see how that goes from there. And so that's the other update. There will be a giveaway. Again, there is a giveaway running. There will be some notes in the show notes to join the giveaway. That those awards prizes will be announced at the end of the challenge, the book challenge, which is currently going on. So if you're interested in participating in the challenge and the book challenge, joining the book club will definitely enhance your experience, but you can certainly sign up. There's no purchase required to enter the giveaway, and I'm giving away a couple different items as well as a strategy session with me. So if you would like to work with me for free, I would recommend that you sign up for the giveaway. So there will be links in the show notes and on the Find Calm Here website about the giveaway. So I wanted to share those two things with you. And this will be the final episode of the season two podcast. I am going to be recording some interviews over the next few months and thinking about maybe releasing season three sometime next year. So, but I've decided to pause on the podcast for now because I really need to focus on helping you, clients, working with clients. I've been really enjoying the work I've been doing with a lot of clients in the last few weeks. And so I'm really wanting to focus on that. And that's what my intention will be. So hopefully I can work with you and hopefully I can meet you in the book club. Okay. So we're going to get to the chapter 12, Maintain Your Community, just after this.
There's so much to do and so little time, but one digital tool that has helped Deb streamline her business is Bonsai. It's an all-in-one business organization tool that helps her organize proposals, contracts, leads, expenses, keep track of client projects, and more. Run your entire business in one place with the help of this business management tool that combines a CRM, invoicing, accounting, and banking. Laura, a coach at Ebb, Flow, and Grow, says, Bonsai is a great hub for my business. It's super simple to use. I would really recommend it for anyone who is after an easy-to-use CRM system without the hassle of complicated setups. Deliver a great client experience and win more work. Click on the link in the show notes and get 1 month free to try it for yourself. Now back to the show.
Chapter 12, Maintain Your Community. Back in 2012, well before developing my own community, I went to my first improv comedy show. I had struggled with taking myself too seriously, so when my friend suggested I join her, I was interested in seeing if it could help me get rid of my Debbie Downer attitude. And yes, I despise that term. The result, I was instantly laughing and realized I wanted to laugh even more. So I started attending monthly shows. Over the years, I became a super fan, attending shows with friends and inviting others along. 3 years later, I decided to try improv for myself. I wanted to jump out of my comfort zone. So I signed up for a beginner's class at the Harrisburg Improv Theater. It's called The Hit. I knew back then that I wanted to do some sort of public speaking, but I wasn't really sure what that looked like. So improv was a great way for me to become comfortable getting on stage. Over time, my confidence in life on stage grew. 6 years after the first class, I signed up for a level 2 class. A year later, I went way out of my comfort zone and registered for level 3. By that time, I had built relationships with the improv community in Harrisburg, and it was nothing I'd ever experienced in my adult life. I instantly felt welcomed, and I always felt included, a sensation that I hadn't experienced for a long time. The reason I felt welcomed was because I'd been invited to participate. I'd been encouraged to connect with others. Anyone can attend a show or take a class, but this community provided a path to become more involved. Not only was there a path to involvement, but there was also leaders in class who guided me to participate and engage further. After class, community members went to dinner and had great meals together. As I discovered, it's hard to beat the feeling of being welcomed by a community of peers. Years later, a fellow improv friend shared with me that she wanted to shift her existing courses online and wanted my help. Excited by this opportunity, I jumped in to help her make the transition by becoming her community manager. At the time, I had a solid understanding of the technology setup, but the focus of the community, Reiki healing, was unfamiliar to me. I worked hard to reach out to each member, answer their questions, and guide them through navigation of the community. However, I struggled to connect them in a deep and meaningful way. Although I cared about their member experience, I didn't share the passion for the subject matter. What I took away from the experience is that while I loved and related to my improv friend, the community host, I wasn't a good fit for her community as a manager. When I speak with clients about hiring support team, I always recommend starting from within the community. Your members already are interested in the subject, and some have built friendships and partnerships outside the platform. Maybe they even consider other members among some of their best friends. Community members are the best people to help you grow your community. membership when you're first starting out. They may even volunteer to help you start moving. Here are some tips for before hiring your first community manager. If you need support, I'd recommend that you document your current processes and manage the community through a standard operating procedures, SOP, if you plan to hire a community manager. They'll need this document as a guide. Many new community professionals will expect to be trained by you or your team. If you don't have an SOP, it's worth time to set one up. Start by writing out everything you can think of that's required to operate your community. You can perfect the document later. For now, capture anything that comes to mind. Consider the software and the time needed to set up each community space within it. Take notes about tasks to perform within the software, such as logging into your community platform, updating or adding content, and creating events. You should write everything that you're currently doing or anything you want the community manager to do. I wish I could tell you an easier way to do this, but it's about getting what you know out of your head. Sometimes someone else needs to be able to read, understand, and act from your guidance. Pro tip, you could use artificial intelligence, AI, or voice recording software to transcribe your SOP for you. Alternatively, you might hire a virtual assistant to capture your verbal brain dump and turn it into action steps. Remember, this person's job isn't to read your mind. They still need to be heavily involved in the process. Consider what this community manager will do and how they will best support you. For example, if you run a course, how can they help you gather materials, set up events, or social media promotion posts? The more specific you can be about what you need, the easier it will be to find the right person. The community industry has become a booming field where you can find various community managers. Some are more operational based, focusing on systems and processes and efficiency. Other community managers are focused on member experience. These professionals moderate the digital space, ensure members receive what they need, and respond when expectations aren't being met. So many of my clients want to hire a community manager right at the start of their journey. I did too. I learned, however, that the decision to hire really depends on the community host's individual needs, intentions, challenges, and goals, which will determine when and how to hire a community manager. Ultimately, it comes down to budget. If you have the financial backing to hire support, then great. If you don't, you'll need to find ways to utilize ambassadors, advocates, volunteers, moderators, and members who want to support your community. Community management is all about building relationships, solving problems, and facilitating a safe space. Many community managers offer technical support to members when problems arise. A good community manager will know many of the members of the community by first name and usually can tell you something about each one. Depending on how active the host is within the community, it may be the manager whose heart and soul of the space. Members should feel comfortable expressing their issues, asking questions when needed. No matter the platform, a community manager needs to understand the importance of their role, and maybe they handle daily operations too, so that hosts can focus on the business development and growth strategy.
Deb knows firsthand just how difficult community building can be when you are starting out with no audience, email list, or customers. She wanted to build community culture with rich content, articles, and videos so her members could connect and engage in a variety of ways. Mighty Networks makes it easy to build your course, coaching program, training, or membership in just a few moments. With Mighty Networks, you can bring your audience together into one cohesive platform. The Mighty Networks offers live streaming, events, cohort-based courses, web pages, challenges, and so much more. With Mighty Networks' new community design feature, Spaces, you can build a course or resource library for your podcast, blog, or life's work. Are you excited to get started? Click on the link in the show notes to start your free trial today, and no credit card is required to sign up. Now let's jump back into this episode to discover more community building strategies.
Before you hire a community manager, develop an SOP for your community process. Allocate funds to cover the investment. Make sure that there's time to train a new person and prepare a 30 to 60 day plan to guide them. I asked several community professionals what they wish they had known when they started out. These experts represent various spaces, including business to business and consumer customer communities. Here are their thoughts. Pat Cooney is a community engineer at Pronto Forms, a software provider for corporate technicians who work with remote and outside field teams. Pat says, always ask questions and always reach out for help. Remain flexible and be ready, willing, and able to adjust your course as you go. What is true today may not be true in 6 months, and you need to be agile enough to adjust to shifting realities and targets. Gloria Osegar is a social media manager and community manager for NNN, an ecosystem that empowers the crypto revolution. As Gloria points out, it's okay to feel frustrated and lost. It only means that you're one step closer to becoming one of the best community builders, because those scaling their niche never had an easy journey. Matthew Grande, co-founder of CareerEdge, gives the following advice for community builders. Start with 25 or 30 people who you can spend time building relationships with. Don't do any of the technical stuff set up alone. Hire someone. Give the founding members the ability to craft their own experience. Pablo Gonzalez, he's co-founder of Be the Stage, serves a community builder show host. He also generated more than $40 million for a single client. He advises, don't try to be Superman. Build the Avengers as quickly as possible and share the stage with them. Create a space where you can add value, and each individual member both receives and adds value at their own capacity or want. As Jenny Weigel, a strategic consultant for large enterprise companies, points out, knowing the expectations of stakeholders within the organization is vital to success and growth. I learned how to work with stakeholders in other areas of the company to help them understand the community beliefs. Those were skills I had to focus on and build over time. It would have helped to have known how to talk to them about their goals and how the community could help them achieve them. Paul Bradley, Vice President of Community at Kaplan, advocates approaching the community with curiosity. I really wish I'd known the campaigns didn't need to be perfect to launch. That's more important to have something out there bringing people together, because people don't collaborate with one another over perfect experiences. I spent nearly a year working on a grand plan for a community that was already launched. When I left, I was disappointed with what I had achieved. I should have just been firing my ideas out there as they came running with what stuck. Robert Maddox, community manager for Delina, shares his importance of utilizing personal network. Start with your internal audit of the company and get to know existing community members before launching a new campaign. As for building my own community or meetup, double down on events and start building a community and content around those. Vignette, Nidhan Gupta, a community strategist and consultant, says community building takes many long hours beyond the expected. Until members treat you as one of them, that is a thin line to tread a lot of the time. And that is the conclusion of chapter 12, Maintain Your Community.
Who are you, really? Do you know? Of course you know. Where you live, the role you play in society, and the music you sing out loud to. But are you able to answer these questions? 1, do you know your true self? 2, do you know your purpose? These are questions that challenge us to dig deeper. I embraced this challenge when I worked with a coach and learned how to leverage my strengths and skills. This allowed me to create a healthier and more productive work environment where I was able to reconnect with my purpose. If you want to learn more about yourself and you don't know where to start, check out UMAP. It's a holistic assessment tool that helps you set a foundation of self-awareness. It provides a wealth of resources for personal and professional growth. UMAP is based on 4 key pillars. Working with a coach, you'll first explore your strengths to dig into how you work best. 2, you'll discover why and how your values align with your chosen career. 3, You'll evaluate your preferred skills and match them with activities that bring you energy. Fourth, you'll learn about your unique personality and how it informs your work. Do you find yourself stuck? Then come, find calm by embracing the challenge of knowing who you really are and aligning your true self with your purpose. Go to the show notes and get the link to connect and check out the amazing free resources. You can find Deb Shell on the Find a Coach tab and connect with her when you are ready to jump into this adventure. Now, let's jump back into the episode to discover more community building tips.
So I'm also going to read the afterword and share with you some additional notes at the end of the book. We've come to the end of our journey, and hopefully you are a bit more confident in your community strategy. I hope my stories and examples have inspired you to think differently, take action, and try something new. With any luck, you'll find success doing something you wouldn't have considered before opening this book. Whether you're clarifying your concept, preparing to launch, or revamping your current model, I hope I've helped you develop an actionable plan and have energized you to move forward. On the other hand, you might have concluded that a community isn't something you're ready to build right now. If that's the case, please don't be discouraged. There's nothing wrong with exploring now so you can build later. As I discovered, even simply begin with an online community members can be one of the most rewarding experiences. Working with me, one of my goals for this book is to let you know you're not alone. If you'd feel like a one-to-one guidance as a plan, launch, or grow your community, I can help. If you'd like one-to-one guidance as you plan, launch, and grow your community, I can help. Feel free to email me at deb@findcalmhere or go to my website, findcalmhere.com, to schedule a time to talk. I'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to work with me, here are several ways I can support you. A strategy session is a 90-minute call, and we will bring in your challenges and workshop them together. Topics are tailored to your unique needs and may include community concept, strategy, or structure. Coaching for community hosts, leaders, and managers frequently features weekly meetings where we discuss how to boost your community. This is a 1 to 3 month commitment and is customized to your needs. Want to workshop your community strategy? Need help with redefining your community launch? Want guidance as you develop an onboarding process? Are you seeking advocates or ambassadors? The topic is up to you, but let's get you moving. Coaching for new business owners is for those ready to start the entrepreneurial journey, their entrepreneurial journey. If you're ready to leave your 9-to-5 job, it's important to know your strengths, values, and what you bring to the table. As a UMAP coach, I help you explore your business ideas and align them with what matters to you. Together, we'll put a purpose statement together you can use for your website, social media, or other areas of promotion. The Community Consultant Collective is a group for consultants in the community industry. My advisory team and I run this collaborative environment to support you in operating your consulting business. If you've picked up this book because you're a fellow community builder, you are welcome to join our meetups on the first Wednesday of each month. Head to communityconsultants.life to learn more. There's additional resources I am wanting to share with you. I invite you to subscribe to the Find Calm Here newsletter. Go to Find Calm Here to subscribe. Follow me on LinkedIn to find resources, tools, and tips on building online communities, and visit findcalmhere.com to view community building resources, blogs, book reviews, and a list of community books and podcasts. I want to thank a couple people. So reading you my acknowledgments here, thanks to the Location Indie community, as they inspired me to join and actively participate in an online community for the first time, which led to life-changing experiences, as well as this book. Thank you to the members who came from the Location Indie to the Find Calm Here community and partnered and co-hosted workshops with me. Thank you to the Mighty Mastermind members who showed up for me when I needed direction in my life. You gave me the confidence I needed to take a step into leadership. Thank you to my clients who have hired me over the years. Without your financial support, I wouldn't be doing the work or writing this book. Thank you to the Community Consultants Collective who supported me through this book process and encouraged me when I doubted myself. Thank you to Todd Nelson for your support and encouragement as well as giving me the space and time in my life to write this book. Thank you to the Creator to Community Builder crowdfunding campaign supporters for making this book possible. And that is the end. You could read more about me on the website, so I won't go too much into more detail there. I do thank you for spending time with me throughout this season two, and I'm looking forward to 2024 and working on some new strategies and ideas for my business to, again, kind of kickstart new excitements. I like doing that at, you know, at this time of year is when I'm kind of thinking this, you know, from like November to January is kind of when I'm thinking about, okay, well, what do I want the next year to look like? What I kind of take a stance on what happened this year? How did things kind of go? What do I want to do more of? And what do I want to do less of? And that kind of guides me on what I'm going to focus on for next year. Two things I can tell you that I'm focusing on for next year is to build my coaching practice and to do more coaching with people who want to be supported and understand themselves better. I have found that self-discovery is the most massive shift or light bulb moment that you could possibly have. Knowing yourself is much more than just, you know, deciding on surface level things. We're talking about knowing to your core who you are, why you're here. And there's a quote that says the two most important days of your life is the day you're born and the day you realize your purpose. And I want to help you find your purpose. So if you're struggling, if you're thinking, I know some things that I want to do, but I'm just not sure the direction, this UMAP coaching program, it's super affordable. And you could do it on your own as well. If you wanted to go to UMAP, myumap.com, you can actually do them on your own if you purchase the UMAP. Now, if you work with me, you actually get the coaching as well as the assessment. So I have found that massively supportive in my life. Words just help us explain better who we are to others. And so I think once we understand ourselves, then we can like explain to others why we are the way we are. And it helps us kind of navigate this world as we're connecting and communicating with people. So not that, you know, we want to give ourselves labels all the time, but what I'm saying is that those things help us to communicate with others. And that's why these things are important. So knowing your strengths, knowing your values, understanding what your burnout skills are and what your preferred skills are, what you enjoy doing, what lights you up. Those are really important things because that leads to mindset, that leads to your mental wellness, and it transforms your entire life. When you are in a phase of like growth and learning, like I've been in for the last 3 years, it just changes your perspective so much on what's possible and what you are willing to do and how much you're willing to do to get where you want to be. So I'll end with that. If there are, like, again, Community Builders with Purpose community is ongoing. That's going to be open through the end, till the end of the year. I'm going to decide whether or not to keep that going in January. That's probably something I'll be deciding in the next few months. And I'm excited to hear from you. What is working in your life? What are you excited about? What are you challenged with? What is something that's been roadblocks for you? And maybe there's a challenge that you're trying to navigate through. Those are all things I'd love to help you with in this coaching program. So that's one of my focuses for next year. And there's going to be some other stuff, and I'll share that with you when I'm ready to share that. And maybe we'll have a season three. So if that comes, maybe you'll hear this, my voice again at some point. Otherwise, we'll talk soon. I hope you're finding calm in this day, evening, morning, afternoon, Wednesday at 12. Find calm and take care until next time. See you later. Bye.